Okay, before Geshe arrives, he's asked us to say some preliminary prayers. So we'll start with the praises to the 21 Taras, which is on the green pages in the white prayer book. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter tongue, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyesight, lightning, instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Theros, turban lotus. She whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a 1,000-star collection. Homage, golden blooming lotus, water-born and hand-adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumphed without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamar. Honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses, earths, gandhavas, yakshas, homage with her te and pace sounds, destroying post magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra, light ray masses all excited. All directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crowning, emitting garlands of light, mirthful, laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon all ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal, homage, she with wreath ablaze like, eon ending far abiding, rise that flippant joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying, homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer, homage, happy, virtuous, peace, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom a knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage to her with seed letter of the shape of syllable, whom 5 foot stamping six to three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hemic moon of Devalike form, with twice spoken Tara and Pay, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright, with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaishara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, to source host of spirit yakshas, and raise corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus, endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. And now if you turn to the front of the first base sheet, we'll read accepting difficulties as a path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path increasing the two bodhicittas. Through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. So when Geshe-la arrives, we'll immediately start on the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, which is on page 22 in the silver book, or page 7 in the booklet, if you have the booklet. And then after we finish this, he'll immediately do a short mandal offering before the teaching, which is on the back of the first base sheet. And then the request to turn the wheel of Dharma, which is right under that. And then he himself will start chanting the refuge in bodhicitta prayer, which is on the front, at the bottom of the front of the first base sheet. And I think on the in the book, The Great Treatise on Stages of Path to Enlightenment, I believe we're on page 136. I believe that's where we are. Okay. So I thought that maybe while we're waiting, we could do some Hayagriva mantras. In case you don't know what they are, we can chant like three of them. And then if you remember, try to keep count, then you can post it on the web. So this is for Lama Zopa Rinpoche's health and long, good, healthy, happy, long life. So, I don't know if they still have the little strips in that bin. Oh, there are? Okay. So, I usually say Benza instead of Vajra. Okay, I'll try to say Vajra. Re, Vajra. Re, ha. Oh, you didn't say Benza? Oh, good. Ri benza kroda haya griva hulu hulu humpe. Ri benza kroda haya griva hulu hulu humpe. Ri benza kroda haya griva hulu hulu humpe. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas' joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billowed clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. So please turn to the next page. It's on page 13 in the booklet, and let's chant the five-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa 21 times. To yourself, and then I will we'll chant the 21st one together out loud.
Lo-san
Now turn to page 34 in the Silver Book, page 21 in the booklet, and let's read the second stanza of the dedication. In all my lives, through the victorious one Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Oh, thank you. Saji Perki Shushin Metok
Good evening. Are you enjoying the weather? I am Tibetan couch potato. I only experience weather when I'm coming to here, Kadama Center. So I'll probably read some page, okay, where we stop. Page number 93.
Yeah.
Here it says page number 91. I think we have different books. So if you are first time here, so we have been studying this book called Lam Rim, okay? So we've been studying how many months?
long time,
yeah. But we are moving forward. Little by little, we are not going backward. So this book, you know, Lamrim, this book is taught by Lama Tsongkhapa, Tibetan master, almost 650 years ago. He was born in same birthplace as His Holiness Dalai Lama in like as eastern part of Tibet, Amdo, called Amdo. People who are very good at making Tibetan noodle, tentuk. Tentuk means, you know, that you make dough, tame means full. That's called full noodle. So you make dough, then you go like, then you make that, then you, you know, kind of. So it's called tentuk. So they make very good, they are the one who make best tentuk. So next time when you go to India, so make sure restaurant owners from Amdo, so then you get good tentuk. So Lamrim is Lam is like path. Rim is stages, the stages of the path. In these books, it talks about stages of the path. So what Lamrim discovered by Lama Atisha here, the Indian master who came to Tibet to re-establish Buddha Dharma in Tibet. So he like composed that text called Lam to the Path, or Lam of the Path. Lam to the Path? Lamrim. Lam of the Path, or Lam to the Path. Lam four, okay. Whatever it is called. It's called Lam Dhu. Lam Path Dhu Light. Lam Dhu. So then the word Lamrim, you know, so then comes from that text or root text called Lamdu, Lem of the Path, Lem of the Path, Lamdu. So this is like commentary, the written by Lama Tsongkhapa 650 years ago. I've been reading one of His Holiness' articles. They're interviewing many different people. So this afternoon I've been reading these articles about enlightenment. Somebody's interviewing His Holiness, and there's many other people. So I just read a little bit. In that section, that... Buddhism's, you know, base of Buddhism's, the section of Buddhism has a His Holiness says Buddhism can be divided into three sections. That's kind of new to Tibetan ears, especially to the monasteries. You know, you never heard this before in the monastery. So His Holiness saying that Buddhism can be divided into three categories. One is like religions. You know, religion means like have like such as like Tibetan people who has no deep faith in Buddhism, even though there are a lot of the people in the lay community, their knowledge about Buddhism is very, very limited, but they do have faith, or it's not something that also can easily can develop. Faith is also very, very difficult to develop. So so they have faith, but they have their faith is deep. But their knowledge about Buddhism is very, very limited. Then when it comes to the monastery, so then, you know, so knowledge is quite high, but I'm not sure about faith. So maybe it's also good too. So there's religion part. Then one section is called like mental science. Mental science. So that means how to deal with the mind. The basically sake of happiness, okay, mental science. So then one part is philosophy. How things exist, you know, how you define yourself, how things exist, how things interconnected. Then this all like, you know, philosophy. Like, so in that part, there's big difference between these major religious traditions, you know, as a Buddhist. So it talks about, you know, karma, taking responsibility for your own actions, you know, so then like believing that you are the one who's creating next moment of your own happiness, not someone else is creating your happiness or suffering. So that's called philosophy. So then Buddhism, we believe in interdependent called Tenjung. Oh, Tenjung interdependence. There's nothing. Nothing that, you know, that's not. Even though we do talk about independent, but according to Buddhism, there's no independent. Everything's dependent. Dependent. what they call dependent origination. Originations. So one of my friends from Taiwan, so I used to go to New Orleans to give some, you know, Dharma talk, you know, Mickey Mouse talk or Dharma talk. So they invited me. So there one group has been created there many, many years ago. So then, because of responsibility here at the centers, I couldn't go there often as I want. So then I invited this one Lama, Rinpoche, young. So he's been teaching there, you know. So then he's talking about dependent arise, interdependent same, Tenjung, dependent arise. Tenjung, there are two words. Tenjung is dependent originations. What is called in Sanskrit, Samudra Patra or something like that. So anyway, he's talking about, he's giving teaching about emptiness there. So he's talking about dependent arising. So the people in the audience keep hearing dependent arising. All of a sudden they was kind of wondering what's happening here, dependent arising. That's only March 10th, every year March 10th, dependent arising day. So because of the English dependent arising, his people keep hearing dependent. Tibetan uprising. Here, you know, in the West, so this is mainly hiding his oldness, divided his way of thinking about Buddhism is like he said it can be divided into three sections, you know, philosophy, religions, science, mental science. So here, religions, then the faith is necessary. So I'm not, my point is that you can look at Buddhism from three different perspectives. Certain people, they like because it has so much information to help how to develop mind. So that's why they are drawn to Buddhism. Not necessarily they believe in previous life, next life. And then probably you can call his honesty, it can be called like simple Buddhist. So they just taking message how to improve your mental qualities. So then you don't have to have something like I say believing in the next life before this. So now I'm going to read. Okay, a little bit here. I hope, are you getting some benefit studying this book? Yeah, so that's good to know. So I'm not expecting that you are going to believe in next life. So this is mainly, I've been seeing this in the Sunday class. This is probably the way from the Buddhist like point of view, how to help oneself, then how to help others. And according to this book, it says there's no way you can help other people if you don't know how to help yourself. So then knowing how to help yourself, begin with precious human life. You never think about negative or yourself. It's been said here, I'm just repeating, it's been said 650 years ago. It's been said, according to Lamb for the path, much more longer than before that, Shakyamuni Buddha. Precious human life. So that's something, like everybody should begin their day with thinking something positive about themselves. As a Buddhist, what you do, the minute you wake up, you are supposed to meditate on precious human life rather than thinking, what kind of clothes I should wear because of the world looking through the window. And like, I think the beginning day with something positive is important. So point is, find something within yourself that you can be grateful. That's what all precious human life is about. So rise and shine. That's how you shine. You don't wait, you know, someone to shine. You shine yourself. That's how you do, you know, the precious human light. So then, how I become human? How I become human? So you may think this piece of cake, according to the Lam Rim book, is a very big deal. It's a very big deal. No. So then slowly, slowly, the has the notions that my life is, I'm bad, that will disappear. So then my life has no meaning, that will disappear slowly, slowly. And then difficult to find. So how I become human, so when you trying to find the answers for that questions, so then these three, according to these books, according to Lama Tsongkhapa, according to Lama Atisha, according to Shakyamuni Buddha, these three answers will come. So precious, meaningful, difficult to find. So then, that's how, you know, they must begin thinking something positive, okay? So that will probably, so then, you know, other things, impermanent, karma, emptiness, compassion, loving kindness, this all, there's so many different factors. So to live life happily, love happily, so it requires many, many things. So then also, as I said it many times, to recognize, to understand your own existence. What is this existence? Is this, what is this? This is like, perfect, or this is imperfect, or it's perfect, or what it is, how existence. From Buddhist point of view, called samsara. So, almost like they're touching a fire, it burns. You can't complain too much because it will burn. If you touch, it will burn. Similarly, in samsara, you can expect perfections, you know. Perfect friend, perfect wife, perfect husband, perfect partner, perfect tea, perfect teacher, perfect pizza, perfect french fry. You know, there's no plan. So that will, then I think, that means you understand this, what is samsara means. Samsara, you know, means there is problems. Whether you admit or not, there is problems, you know. Some days good day, some days no good day, you know, so feeling get hurt, you know. there's problem in the physical, there's headache, because we have head. If there's no head, there will be no headache. So you can't complain too much because, you know, we have head, so then we'll get headache. So then, you know, so recognizing that, then so much unrealistic expectation will reduce, you know. Oh, this is good as it can get. What else, what more you need to survive? That's good as it get. Health is good. You know, so I think air that you breathe is fresh. The road that you drive is like smooth as a stable. The water you drink, you know. So when you go to third world country, very, very difficult, not easy. Surviving. No time for depression, no time for complaints. Surviving is a bit, there's no time, it's very difficult, it requires a lot of physical movement. You can get done anything if you just sit like here, no chair. Here, how much thing can be done? Sitting in chair all day long in the office. If you sit like there in Nepal or India, no food. No, you have to move all day long, all difficult job. So, then it's important to compare, you know. Otherwise, you know, so when you feel very kind of discouraged, kind of down, then you have to compare, you know, when you think about some part of Africa, you know, kids, children, you know, like, not have enough to eat. Just forget about toys and all these things. Just, you see, they're just ripped, you know, they're just struggling to get food. So then you, when you compare to yourself to their kids, what you can complain? There's nothing too much to complain. So that's how you help yourself. You think. No, think the truth. No, that's how you help. No. Yeah, so then, now I'll really read some. So I think we are talking about bodhicitta, right? The section that we are in bodhicitta?
Yes.
Chanju semje ju na keji ki kowe tsona du me nyamza nam deje nam desi je je je. Chanju semje no, like, whoever developed this called bodhicitta, the mind, body, enlightenment, citta is the mind. Mind, the desire for, like, you know, perfect state. That's called enlightenment, to set up all sentient beings. So then mind, huh? So basically, altruistic attitude. Now I think slowly people's mind are opening up slowly, you know. Long time ago in Tibet, if you ask, within Buddhism there's four sects, right? Gelug that we follow here, Gelug for tradition, Lama Tsongkhapa for traditions, then Kagyu, then Nyingma, then Sakya. So now new people, new generations. So before, when you ask, the typical questions, and I'm not sure to hear the question they first you ask, how are you? It's pretty much, in South India, the first question, if you see somebody, first question they ask is, did you have breakfast? Somehow that's very, very important for them. They always ask, even though they have nothing to offer, but they ask, you, did you have breakfast? That's a question. So it's kind of interesting. Lama Adisha used to ask, instead of how are you, Lama Adisha asks, did you develop altruistic attitude? That's his way of greeting people. No, so instead of asking, how are you? So, and in monastery, you don't ask at all. You don't ask anything. You don't ask, how are you? That question, you know. So it's kind of funny because now, when I go to Nepal monastery, so then kind of a habit, and I ask, how are you, you know. People kind of think strange because I... So, no, you don't ask this question, how are you? So you just assume you are fine because you are walking around. You don't ask these questions, you know. So then another question, did you sleep well? So then this kind of begin habit here. So I ask, did you sleep well? So they look at me, so... What this step is kind of saying, why not? So this kind of question you don't ask there, you know, you don't ask. So here you are, you kind of hear quite often, you know, how are you? So then, you know, when I first came to this country, when people ask me, how are you, how are you doing, something like that, I took that very seriously. So I thought they are really thinking about me. I say something, all of a sudden I look back, the person's all developed. So this is more like, you know, customs, more like customs. Anyway, so... altruistic attitude. I forgot why I'm telling this story. I forgot. Anyway, Lama Adisha asked, you know, like, instead of asking how are you, Lama Adisha asked, did you develop altruistic attitude? That's his way of greeting, you know, people. altruistic attitude, you know, altruistic attitude. Okay, so now I remember. So now, new generation of Tibetans, younger Tibetans, before, they, you know, ask, oh, what sect you follow, Kagyu Nyingma, then they say, Kagyu Gelug Nyingma. So now, Then say, no, which part of Tibet? I mean, your motherland. Motherland or native place? You know, center of Kamba, Amdo, Yuzhang. It's kind of, this is like so much emphasis been put in secondary level differences. Oh, I'm Amdo, no? Best person who make tupa, Tibetan noodles, you know? And like this, like, Chokasum, inside Tibet, there's Chokasum. Choka means, you know, sections. Amdo, like that. Dome means, you know, the, like, Uizang, Dote, Dome, I'm not sure how to translate. Anyway, there's Uizang, Central Tibet, most from that region, Central Tibet, all called Uizang. Dote, then Amdo people, that part, close to China border. Then Dome, there's a Gishizang, you know, motherlands, like from eastern part of Tibet, people like more like Texas, like horse, guns, things like that, raising horse. So the Tibetan version of Texas from the Gishizangbo. So then you ask this question, you know. So now the new generation, because their minds opening up. So now if you ask what sect you follow, then they say I'm Buddhist. That's all they say, I'm Buddhist. Instead of saying Giluk, Kaju, so they don't like, you know, differentiate. They're saying, I'm a follower of Buddha, I'm Buddhist. So then, where are you from? Instead of saying, Kam, Yuzhang, they say, I'm from Tibet. I'm Tibetan. So, slowly, you know, like, that's called thinking like what we have in common rather than what we don't have in common. So they're more thinking. So this is all like probably not driven by this altruistic, like similar attitude, you know, attitude to open, you know. So rather than closing your heart based on your belief that is associated with Gelugpa, the belief that is associated with Kam, Amdo, so they are opening rather than closing their heart based on certain belief, that they are opening their heart based on possibility, like more focusing on common, what we have in common rather than what we don't have in common. So I think it's good, you know, it's changing. You know, it's like then here also too, more and more people now opening up their mind to environment, animal protections, you know, things like that. Even in the monastery. They're opening up their mind to scientific science. They're opening up their mind for now environment, all these things. And slowly, because of His Holiness Dalai Lama, His Holiness look at things from the broader pictures. So then all the majority of the Tibetan people follow His Holiness footsteps. So they are also, you know, their minds also opening up. Slowly. This is all good thing. So this is the point. Is here is like altruistic attitude. Pembe Samba, you know, so important, Pembe Samba. So, like, the mind that want to harm others, you know, other means, you know, that all other beings, sentient beings, mind, they just want to benefit other beings. So now, we as a human beings, having this incredible intelligence, able to learn so quick. So then, you know, we face choice. So you choose this altruistic, the Pembe Samba. You choose this altruistic attitude, or you choose this, you know, mind that is, you know, harmful for others. So we have choice. You know? So that's why this, you know, altruistic attitude is, I think, very, you know, like, powerful. If you can, you know, just, you know. The object can be so many different things, you know, looking at the bird, you can develop altruistic attitude. Looking at a bird in your backyard, and looking at squirrel, when it comes close to your bird feeder, instead of thinking how to chase them, there's no jigde talu chila tonglu ni jigde in life. Same way of looking, but different way of seeing. Jigde, talu means same way of looking, but two different way of seeing. know, earth freedom we are seeing. Same way of looking in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the image, same way of looking, but two different way of seeing, or seeing or feeling different things, you know, the same true person looking at the same object, different reaction. Another way to say is different reactions comes from different way of seeing. You know? So when you see the ant, when you see ant at your kitchen, you face choice. You look at them from altruistic attitude, or you look at them from, I'm not sure, like, So then we have to calculate. Not just that moment, we have to think down the road. So then calculating now and the down the road, then we make decisions, you know. So anyway, every day there's opportunities. So this life is so precious because you can think something positive. Animal, I don't think they can intentionally think something positive. It all requires to be human. It's the only form. Even though there's many, many different realms, as I said, some realms, they have so much, you know, they like, kind of like drunk with pleasures. You know, so then 1 week before they die, there will be like tremendous, unbearable sufferings they go through. You know, so that's not something that you wish to go there. You live there a long time. But this, you know, you can develop all this realm because this life is, you know, samsara is like up and down. I mean, it's not like always like this. Sometimes it's like this, sometimes it goes down, you know, like that. So this is all, you know, as a blessing. Blessing means, you know, change. Blessing means change within the mind. Then there's no different way of presenting how to bless things. But, you know, when you say bless means you transform. That's what blessing means. You transform, that's why you bless food, because you're trying to transform from impure to pure. That's you bless water, you bless food, you bless people, you know, impure health, impure mind to pure mind. So that's blessing means transformations, okay? So when the transformation is taking place within your mind, then you are receiving blessings. So if somebody's putting their hand on your head, if your mind is not, you know, transforming, then that's only just as demonstrations. That's it. You know? So transformation. So transformation. So now first what we need to do, first we need to think about the benefit of bodhicitta. This mind is so incredible. You know, His Holiness says long time ago, when you think about bodhicitta, he feels like hopeless. That's impossible to develop this mind, you know. So now His Holiness says, now if I have enough time, they say, His Holiness, I can develop. There's no mind, this is so like powerful mind, or bodhicitta, okay? So first we need to think about the benefit of, you know, having this mind. So Pempe Sampa, I think it's very, very important. Altruistic attitude, what that means? Altruistic attitude, it means? Means like, in language, in like, So that, you know, Pempe Sampa. This is very, very, I think, critical, you know, Pempe Sampa. So if you have like altruistic attitude towards your friends, you know, so more likely there will be less problems. From Buddhist point of view, why you should have altruistic attitude to that person? That from when you look at from the deeper point of view, that person is part of samsara, improper existence. Even though you think that person is kind of like evil, but that person is part of improper existence, that means that person also has problems too. So, So as I mentioned before, like it's very important to, I think, to please to read about samsara. What is samsara? It's not just a religious term. This is like talking about our existence. So like, you know, knowing depression, what is depression? But having gone through depressions, then your understanding of depression is much more deeper than someone else understanding of depressions. So then you have, when you see somebody depressed, you have much more sympathies than and somebody who just understood depressions reading of books. So not having, so that's why having, how you say, experiential understanding of samsara will have, will, you know, benefit you greatly. Just knowing that, okay, just knowing that. So that's how people who understood samsara very well have no problem developing compassion towards George Bush. Yeah, yeah. So they have no problem, you know. So they have no problem developing compassion to certain, you know, person they become, they are evil. So altruistic attitude. You know, that's all we need to think about. Okay, altruistic attitude. Pendasanta. When it comes to you, you need altruistic attitude. When it comes to other people, you need altruistic attitude. So then really happiness begin. You know, when you have altruistic attitude, then really happiness will begin. Okay. You try, I try, we all try. That's all we can do. We just try. You know, so doesn't mean we are going to be successful within 1 week. It may take some time. You know, we have to be patient. But it's worthwhile to try to be, you know, to develop altruistic attitude through prayer or through meditations or maybe through, you know, looking at some image, visualizing something, imagining something. Also, there's all, you know, whatever method that you want, you need to use, or maybe some through through visualizations, or maybe through having an altar, or through meditation, or maybe reciting some prayers. So this is, you know, is critical for everybody. Okay. So then thinking about benefit of that, so that will help you to develop. So aspiration, aspiration for the to generate that mind. Okay. So then one story, I've been teaching class with Robert Thurman after New York long time ago. So we are also talking about, you know, Bodhisattva. So then talking about so then, you know, unreasonable self-centered mind, you know, every day what is about me, day and night what is about me, concerned, you know, like so that attitude is called, from Buddhist point of view, this attitude is called chronic disease, never been healed. So I'm trying to explain that there. So chronic disease, Robert Thomas, you know, his one eye is kind of a little bit, you know, see, kind of looks scared, a little bit scared too. So then he's asking me, what is this? So then he's keep hearing that I'm saying, because my pronunciation is not good, he's keep hearing calling Jesus, calling Jesus. I'm saying chronic disease. So his eyes kind of go, this is a, so it makes, you know, everybody laugh. So don't make this kind of mistakes, you know, because pronunciation is not good. So this kind of attitude, you know, my way, highway. This is called chronic disease, never been healed. So much suffering caused by that. My way, highway, or like also, you know, what's about me all the time. There's nothing about others at all. So how one can be happier, living with this. You can't be healthy because you are living with this chronic disease, not knowing this is a disease or thinking about disease is something else, you know, looking for someone else. So, Rani Cheba Zumi, Chone, the Midi Dunga Chebi, Jutun, the Lenin, the Dazan Jibu Chilos. So that's why, you know, so, to learning how to tackle that, you know, chronic disease, unreasonable self-centered mind. I'm not talking about self-cherishing, but unreasonable, you know. Or like this. it's wonderful that you are doing all the laundry and everything. That's great. You know, sounds good. So when you ask okay, now on probably we need to divide. There's too much. So maybe you need to do some laundry too. So then you say, okay, we have to have meetings now. Before there's no meetings. Because someone else is doing fine. So now when you need to do something, then you have to have meetings, serious talk about when to do the laundry, you know, like that. So if someone else is crying for your sake, that's fine. If you have to cry for someone else, that's a big deal. So then, you know, all kind of things. That's called chronic disease. That's chronic disease, okay? Chronic disease. So this is the direct enemy for altruistic attitude. Altruistic attitude. Rang deve pomba tang dunga jin na ve kowa chamju samba na che. So first, it says, rang deve pomba. Oh, you need to think about, like say, rang means self. Deva, happiness. Pong means none. None. Okay. Okay, I thought people are looking at them. No, okay. Indian bread? Oh, maybe Kim is hungry. It's like none. None. So the Deve Pong, you know, like. So when you talk about then happiness, that's physical happiness, mental happiness. So then you think about what I don't have, what I don't, what kind of happiness I don't have. Deve Pumba. Dunga Jinnawa, what kind of suffering that I'm going through that other people don't go through. But this is not talking about not finding job, you know, this is talking about much deeper level. Much deeper level, you know, so it's not like, not having a job from Lamrim point of view doesn't consider as a suffering. You know, so otherwise all the monks and nuns they are suffering tremendously because we don't have job. You know. And the 5,000 monks back in my monastery part, they all suffer, they don't have job. So this is like much deeper level, okay, much deeper level. So basically here Tena rang deve pungpa dunga jindave kowa means samsara, chamsu sammanas. Mainly thinking about this imperfect existence. Why we born, get old, then, you know, then eventually die. Why all this happening, you know. Why we get sick, all this thing. What is caused by. It's not like blaming someone else, just thinking. That's why I think Shakyamuni Buddha did, you know, 6 year solid meditation under the Bodhi trees, just looking in, not watching TV or checking email. That's not there, just, you know, sitting like this, thinking, you know. Then thinking deep, you know, and trying to understand why. Caused by. So then Silas will discover this, all this evil thought is not good. It's not good. So this, because of that, that's why we are suffering, not because of someone else. deeper level. Okay. Yeah, so few unguarded words, you know, today's best friend, that's what another Lama says about impermanent, but not knowing about impermanent, so much problem occur. Not knowing karma, so much problem occur. Not knowing samsara, so much problem occur. But once you understand them, so many problems will, I say, minimize. Chittaring, you know, today's best friend that almost you can, I say, he too means, you know, almost you can put your mind or your heart into someone else. That close, very, very close. Few unguarded words, then superimposed, exaggerated, what what the word might be, but then over-exaggerated. Like then, so you superimpose this is our teaching of impermanent, okay? Impermanent, like, this is all good. This flower is beautiful. This is very fresh, nice. But you have to have knowledge. This flower will go. It might be like people last, you know, couple of days. Then after that, it will change. You can't do anything because this is nature. It can change. It will be fantastic if they will last forever. That's all. There's nothing wrong. If it's something that lasts forever, that's a good thing. But it won't. Because it's impermanent, it will change. Oh? People change, mind change, size change, body change, you know, ear change, age change, everything change. So like 2 days best friend. Few unguarded words, super exaggerated by you or by other persons. So then tomorrow become worse enemy. That's impermanent. Yeah, there's many the quote like that. And sometimes once a while, if you bring them up, you know, then it sometimes it helps. You know, so when things you know change, you know, like so they're like going against the change, then cause so much suffering. So. So basically here, sorry, I only read 3 lines. Can you imagine that? Only 3 lines. But every single word is very important. They are around the airport. So what he's saying is trying to understand why. Why? Different consciousness, different, completely functioning based on completely different karma, you can't control. So now, how is possible that you can fix everything? Impossible. You can't fix everything. Why? Because it's complicated. So that's why we have to understand it. We have to understand it is complicated. We have to understand it is complicated. So, though then slowly, according to Lama Ishi, becoming your own therapist, that's how you become, you study. So then you go with the flow, you know. So there's something you can do, you do. There's something, there's nothing you can do, why you worry, according to Shanti Deva. There's nothing, you know, because Kalde Chisu, you know, if there's something you can do, tell me, if there's something you can do, why you are unhappy, you just do. If there's nothing you can do, why you're unhappy? There's nothing you can do. The Shanti Deva said 8th century, long time ago. We are in 21st century. That's a long time ago. So I think this is a good coupon that people put pizza coupon on the refrigerator. These are good coupon. So here, like, trying to understand your own existence, you know, why? Trying to understand that, okay? So that's why. Then once you understand why, then you have sympathy. Other person, you have sympathy, you know, because same boat, in the same boat, you know, why you complain? No, so, then, Prabhu Yogu Mevachila Simjeshya Kwasa. When you think about something like that, you don't have any goosebump. How you can develop compassion? No way. When you think about your own existence, you have no goosebump, means you have no feeling at all. No. So then how you can have, you know, compassion for others? So compassion, loving kindness, has to begin with oneself. That's what it means. So that requires some knowledge. So then slowly then you develop that your loved one, close one, you know, every life is precious, regardless, every life. human life is precious. You can't judge them. No, every life, no matter what they do, their life is precious, meaningful, difficult to find. No, deserve respect, love, exactly the way you feel that you deserve love, same time, same way, everybody deserves that. So, saying that, you know, when you think about that, when you think about samsara, that you have no feeling or no desire to overcome from difficulties, how you can develop compassion. So, you know, talking about universal compassion, universal loving kindness, very good idea, but has to start from somewhere. It begins with yourself. So then slowly you look at your friends and you realize sin. So then you say, no, I have compassion to you. I love you. That means I'm here. When you are struggling to reach something for sake of happiness, I'm here to contribute. So that's what means love. From Buddhist Lamrim point of view, love means you are there to help your friend or whatever to get something that friend is struggling to for sake of happiness. When you say, I have compassion, that means you are seeing that your friend is struggling to overcome something. Then you are saying, I'm there to help you to overcome, whether it's like mental pain, physical pain, you are there. So that's how you develop. Then slowly, when you become very good at that, so then you move to strangers. So then you move to person you don't like. So then that's how become universe, compassion, loving kindness. That's process. It doesn't become like person you don't like. This so difficult, person you don't like, to develop compassion, loving kindness. It's like asking somebody already dead 10 days ago, asking that person to bring back to life. That's not easy. Process of death, 10 days, that's how difficult it is. Then according to some of the mindfulness, it suggests avoiding object is better than sticking there, sticking around there and looking at their face. But it is only that you are thinking about developing compassion. But you are sitting there looking out of his face. Not easy. So you are thinking of like, it's better to get away. But you have good intentions, but you are thinking about developing compassion, but you are sticking around with that person. Yeah, so then, you know, it's not easy. No? So you look at the person's face is not delightful. So then, thinking about developing compassion, looking at undelightful face, not easy, better to be more successful to run away. So better to avoid the object, go somewhere else, then maybe come back slowly like cat. So maybe that person has changed, so then you can say something nice. If not, then you leave them alone. That's unfortunate, but that's, you know, as a beginner, that's what you do. Otherwise, then you may lose your peace of mind. Then other person is not begging up. You know, everybody's standing very firmly on the ground. Nobody's begging up. So needs some kind of sacrifice. But either one person thinking of a sacrifice something but looking at the face. And wonder, probably I should not sacrifice, look at his face. So then, you know, probably better to run away. Okay. So if you already have bodhicitta, you will have no problem. No problem. So we have to be practical. So Yogami Vajra said, so now, you know, the desire to help ourselves has to be very, very strong. Very strong. You know, it's not just like, oh, maybe, it's not like strong. So then, you will have, you know, strong desire to help other people, okay? Prabhu Yoga Mevachila Jyamadhe, Junjuli, Simjian Teta Nam Nangyo, Rangit Tinta Dindesims, Milam Tuyam, even not in a dream that you are thinking of helping yourself, how you can develop compassion? There's no way. You are not dreaming of helping yourself. And when you're awake, how you can help other people? There's no way. So first we have to think about ourselves. You know, see, now thinking about yourself is not bad. So sometimes people here say when they talk about self-cherishing, they always have negative connotations, but that's not true. We have to help ourselves. You know, helping yourself is not, you know, that's different than my way or highway. That's not how you help. That's not how you help. But we want to help ourselves, but we don't know how to help. According to Shantideva's text, even though you have desire to overcome sufferings, you deliberately go towards suffering. What it means, it doesn't mean that we are going towards suffering just knowingly, but the action and the between goal and intentions, this is good, goal is good, but something is going wrong between. So, you know, Shantideva said this, okay? Even not dreaming about helping yourself, how you can think helping others? You didn't even dream helping yourself. How can you help other people? No? Means not that deeper level, okay? No? So in the small sections, they do talk about hell realm, right? So when we reach in that section, I'll read very fast as I could. I'll read because we have tons of suffering. We don't need to go all the way down there to think about. So this is all to help. To understand, you know, His Holiness Kantaki 2 months ago, what he says, there is risk. Doesn't mean definite, but there's risk. You know, while you think good, your actions matters. When the breath ceases, all action matter. Beside actions, nothing means nothing. You know, this body means nothing. It's become garbage. Nothing, you know. So that's why every action matters. That's why sake of your own happiness while you're alive, or sake of your own happiness, if something goes on when our breath ceases, for that reason, we need to think good. You know, do good things. That's all. Not because, you know, the Buddha says so. Okay. Tishi, chibuchin yukasu rangla, yudu dunga nukha basu chi, dingi, kapsu tori naya, dunga chi, shive dewa mechunam samne, tene aham tori naya. So, samne, tene nindu churube simjennam la ya rangi yamla paane, kwanbe chamban yene, so, nindu churube simjennam, close one, okay? So now, understanding why people get upset, why people get angry, why people are not happy, why, you know, this and why that, with all the slowly, it's kind of like understanding all of that. So not just understanding, then slowly, like having like experiential understanding, okay? Means when you think about it, moves something deep. That's called experiential understanding. It's not just here. So you already built USB port from your hard drive to here. Now there's no gap. No, if there's a gap like that where you can put queen size bed between Lamrim and your mind, the Lamrim is not going to benefit because there's too much gap. So that means not thinking. It's not thinking. It's just staying here. It's not thinking here, anything. So then slow, you're thinking. That's what meditation is called. meditation is something that you do again and again, not like once a while you do, then you forget about that. When everything is going smoothly, then you forget about Dharma practice. When things go wrong, then you are thinking about, and that's not good, no. So because constant, you know, we need some form of, you know, spiritual practice in our daily life, whether it's like reciting prayer or some meditations is needed every day. It's needed because mind is there all the time. Mind is all there all the time. So then slowly, slowly, now before you understood intellectually, you read books. So now slowly, slowly you are thinking. Then you understood with, then you gain experiential understanding. So that's called nyam. Nyam is a short word for, as a nyam nyung, experience. Experience, now you have experience. So now, having this experiential understanding of this imperfect existence, so then you look at your friend and close one, then there's some ground to have compassion and loving kindness. Ground, okay? Now, so this is Nyendu Churbe. It doesn't say the person you don't like, it says Nyendu Churbe, Simje Namla, Yangche, Rangi Nyamla Pane Gombe. Then loving kindness, compassion will be developed. Okay? Tele, you know, Chanjuji Simche Bana. So then, you know, as a parent having kids, it's like unbelievable amount of work that you do. So that's all merit. So meditation, reciting prayer at your home, not kids, it's quite easy, you know. You just sit there, nobody's bothering you. Yeah. So you just read your prayer, you just meditate there. So when you have like one year old boy and six year old boy, two of them, as a mother, so much sacrifice, you know, so much, like, really, like, it's amazing, you know, amazing. So that's why, you know, all mother sentient beings, that's what I call all mother sentient beings, you know, the mother sacrifice so much, so much. So my sister visited me last week, has one baby, 1 year old, one boy, 6 year old. Unexhaustible energy. Every moment, you know. So that's why I'm thinking about to running away from the object. That's why I go back to this Kadama Master advice. What do you do? So now I'm thinking about, you know. So that's why I need to do, you know. So like, just sticking there and demanding different things every 5 minutes. Can. It's like, you know, like, it's like 2 hours, feels like 2 months. So then, you know, that then the mother, all the mother have kids, you know, like, it's like really, you know, like, not easy. So, so much, you know, sacrifice. So that kind of case, then I'm thinking about the Kadam Masters, to avoid objects. Go to my room, lock the door. But it won't be easy. It will bang again, like bang, 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 bang. Then you just be patient, and then probably after 10 minutes you stop. So talking about patience and loving kindness, altruistic attitude when you face challenge. So that I'm saying, look at the face, you know. you are thinking something good, but it's not easy, you know. So it's not. It's like it never ends. Then after this, okay, do this. After 5 minutes, no interest, something else. So, you know, so then, at the time, I'm thinking, if my mind become like that, I don't think I can live with that kind of mind. You know, so then the morning is like rise and shine. So, ready to go. So it's basically, so I have, you know, I shared how much, you know, the mother they sacrifice, you know, for their kids. It's like it says that Nyendu Chuba means the close one, okay, close one. That's where you begin. Looking at your own experience, then looking at not a stranger, not the person you don't like. You're looking at the person you feel close. So then, you know, then you start to develop, you know, loving kindness, compassion. Okay? Based on your own experience about all, understanding all this, you know, everything. So, pane gombe se. So then, chamba the niche on jujin, tell the chanju sim chavana. So then, after that, bodhicitta will come. Not right from the beginning, you know, we can talk about bodhicitta, but coming bodhicitta in our mind stream, that in that's the end. Right now, we are just starting our bodhicitta, okay? Chanju sim chavana, chungun, chungri da tumuya, samba chavana, chanju sim chumama, which is tabi inji se. So then, reading about the small scope, middle scope, this is all the part of, you know, process to help you to reach, you know, reach or to develop bodhicitta, or, like karma and everything. So then, thinking about all this, the small scope, middle scope, this is all part of the process. So we should not think, oh, this is probably different. This is not different. It is part of that. No, we need those information in order to develop bodhicitta. We need all of them. It's not separate. It's no part of the process. No? Then, Chanju Sim Ji Ngondo. Then, including seven limb practice, although should be part of that. Okay? Then, Chungu da Jingi Chokon nam, Lana maybe, Chanju Sinji Yamad Dulun nam, Lame and Leva that is. So, that's the person who is teaching Lamrim needs to explain that very clearly. So, make sure the people don't think this is completely separate topic. We are talking about, this is part of that, okay? Tungleji tenda, tenpa jindu chanji singa na jang shindu chanji re. Teta ma jina, chibu chumi lamda, lam suzu jemi da juji, chibu chumi lam ngui lam malaya badu, nima kami re. So now, lama tsongka basa, all it, if we think, oh, this is separate, so now till we reach mayana, the sections, so then it like, we already passed many, like, times, not thinking about bodhicitta. That's lama tsongka basa concern. So right from the beginning, this is all part of, you know, like I say, to develop bodhicitta. It's not separate. So then right from the beginning, we are thinking about, you know, developing this, you know, really so powerful mind, bodhicitta, okay? Then it becomes obstacles. Yana. So that's what Lamrim, that's how the Lamrim should be understood. That's how the Lamrim should be explained. When you read, that's how you should be understood. This is all part of the, you know, to developing bodhicitta. Teda chungjing lam jawa da simbi kato shia bata lekba jane chanchu sim chuma maimu jula chije chasa tene. So that's, you know, should be the goal to develop, you know, this altruistic attitude. But how to begin, where to begin? Begin with the close one. So when we get upset, we kind of scream. We scream. When we get upset, we scream. So you know why was that? When we whisper something in somebody's ear, or we whisper sometimes, sometimes we scream, sometimes we shout. Did you ever thought about that? When we whisper something, so we don't think that person is not going to hear. We don't have this kind of, you know, thinking, oh, I have to whisper, otherwise that person is not going to hear. But we don't think like that, right? When we scream, do we believe that person is not going to hear? Baba. I think something needs to think about. When we scream, do we feel distance between person and yourself? Or we feel close? Distant. Maybe that's why we scream. Mentally.
We feel like we're not being heard.
So maybe there's something to do with it, you know, like mental, emotional distance or what. So there's something disconnected between you and that person through heart. Even though, you know, we can scream, that person right there, we can just scream, right? So that's why, you know, like feeling, I think there's a distance in the mind, So when you whisper somebody, then you feel very close, right? Otherwise you won't whisper to someone's ear. Am I making any sense? Are this linked to altruistic attitude? Altruistic attitude will reduce scream, or how is it, scream or yelling, shouting, difference between shouting, yelling, screaming?
A little bit,
slightly different. Okay. So maybe something to do with that, like how you feel with that person. Maybe when we scream or shout, we feel distance. When we whisper, maybe there's no like feeling closeness, something. Remember, how are we doing? Are you tired? How's everybody doing? Yeah. Sorry, almost finished one page. Almost finished one page. So then when I read certain sections, I said, I'll read. You just take nap, I'll read. One witness in our class should be nap class. You come here, then I'll read. In Tibetan, you have no idea what I'm reading. I will just read, okay? So then there's probably... we'll call like Lamrim Nap class. That sounds good. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm never Lamrim Nap. That's the kind of unique Lamrim Nap. So maybe people are wondering what this is going to be like. I mean, so... Then remember choke isn't the love the love or the love remember choke is on the love than the baby love. Then it challenges each other chin to the digits of Allah but baby love them on the jump. So then need to think about six professions. Profession of generosity, profession of wisdom, profession of ethics, profession of profession of joyful effort, profession of concentration, profession of wisdom. Okay, so then there's something that we need to think about. Jimba Sudan. Jimbe Longje. Jimbe Longje, the possessions or wealth. Wealth is, according to Buddhism, wealth is the result of generosity. Jimbe Longje. Timjide. Jimbe Longje. Timjide. So higher state of rebirth is a result of practicing ethics. Okay? Sweve dangde. Good looking is the result of practicing patience. Good looking. That was it. Sweve dangde. Tsumbe ju. Calm mind stream. Does it make sense? Calm mind, or calm same, or joyful effort. The calm mind is a result of joyful effort. So then, peaceful mind. difference between calm mind, peaceful mind, peaceful mind. Sarah looks confused. SPC looks confused. Spiritual coordinator looks confused. So, difference between calm mind and peaceful mind. No? Yeah. So, need to learn Tibetan then. Learn Tibetan. How you say, like some people that naturally they are kind of calm, naturally. It's like when somebody is naturally calm, does it mean somebody naturally peaceful? I don't think so. Peaceful, if you get them, make them angry, then you can see whether they are peaceful or not peaceful. Some personally very calm, means, you know, like, doesn't react right away, takes kind of time to react, you know, so, say something, probably thinking, not react right away, takes time. That's called calm. From Tibetan point of view, not Tibetan, sorry. Jutu, means that jutu, means that's like, personally, you know, the kind of calm. Then peaceful means, you know, like something, I'm not sure, probably need to research then. Anyway, the last profession, number fifth, Samdhen Chishi, concentration, result of concentration is peaceful mind. Okay? The result of the last profession called wisdom is liberations. Wisdom, liberations. So in order to liberate, free, need wisdoms, no? Mere faith, not good enough. So need wisdoms. Wisdom is the product of knowledge. No knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no freedom. So, most of us, we may think, okay, freedom is maybe like result of desire, but that's wrong. Opposite of freedom, not freedom is the result of desire, but freedom is the result of wisdoms. Wisdom, not knowledge. Three types of wisdom. Wisdom, hearing. Wisdom, thinking. Wisdom, thinking deep. No, deep meditations, the best one. The wisdom that produced by deep meditations, that's the best. Then wisdom produced by reviewing or maybe contemplating. Then wisdom, just hearing, you know, hearing. So this, you know, is the byproduct of knowledge. So then freedom is the byproduct of, you know, wisdom. So these are the six professions. Wealth, result of generosity. High state of rebirth, result of ethics. The good looking, the result of patience. It makes sense. Does it make sense? When you get angry, it doesn't look good. Doesn't look good. Even though somebody's very beautiful, even they get angry, it looks kind of scary. Doesn't look good. Then everybody wants to avoid that person, you know? So that makes sense. Very act. When you get angry, you doesn't look good. So when you are practicing patience, there's a result of, you know, good looking is result of practicing patience. So I thought somebody taking note. Did you got all the notes right? Did you got all six of them? Do I need to repeat? No? Okay, good. So because you are taking notes, you are taking note. So make sure that you got all six of them, okay? So now you perfected in six professions. So we'll stop here. So the time is past.
Six professions.
Simjian的话，今天把你弄到那里，到那里那个了，那么了，没到到就我那边了，怕没事，今天到那里，到那里那个了，那么，全球三百个老多，就把这大哥这边老多就全大哥领导是弄过来，把这边把这大多数人都领过来，弄过来，说那过来领导是弄过来，把这边把这弄过来，大哥领导是弄过来，把这边把这弄过来，这些全部总干部，全部他妈给我打，给这他妈小子，今天把这他妈的大大心机提升到这个，从你这家子那里就往到那么，到那里那么的。 So please, when you are doing some kind of mantra or some kind of practice at home, so please dedicate that merit also to has any obstacle to inviting His Holiness here next year. Please also dedicate that merit to remove the obstacle, okay? His Holiness, my teacher came to Rinpoche, so all of that, you know, so next year. So please, you know, think about when you dedicate your merit, okay? Yeah, thank you.